The SEC is the elite conference for talent. It'll have more NFL draft picks than the other conferences. We know that. And it's a pretty good league for – it's a pretty good year for quarterbacks.
Great year for quarterbacks.
It's a good year for receivers, typically.
Great year for receivers.
It's really good. So, but I saw a list a couple days ago, Zach, that I think maybe is not giving Auburn's guys the credit that they – that their production in college – maybe has earned. Maybe has earned.
Okay.
Okay. So I saw this list of top quarterback wide receiver combos nationally. This is not just in the SEC.
Did you get a new computer?
But this. Yeah, I did, as a matter of fact.
You got one.
I got a new computer, yeah.
There's already a lag. You got one.
Good. Huh?
There's already a lag.
So,
are you?
What do you mean it's already a lag? I'll get it out later today and I'll mess with it and we'll have it set up and I'm sure it'll be
good
to go.
You're not using it?
Well, wait. No, not today.
Whoa. You got one, but you're not using it?
You're not today.
No.
Not today,
is it in the box,
Zach.
Still?
Yeah, it's in the box. What? We're having to record a little earlier today.
We got a computer, and you're not using it?
Not yet. It's not, look, it's not going to stay in the box forever. Zach, come back. Get back here. Hey, wait a minute. I got a new computer. Did I or did... Hey, everybody, you'll take my side on this, I'm sure. He's been on me for, I don't know, a couple of months, 6 months, 8 months, whatever, 2 years, to get a new computer. Well, I got a new computer. He didn't say anything about make sure it's set up for the first show back. All right, I guess we're just going to do this thing solo, and those of you on YouTube can just look at the empty chair the rest of the time. By the way, I went back and watched the show yesterday. And the post show yesterday, the lag wasn't that bad. Wasn't that bad. And, oh, by the way, I watched Zach's Locked On this morning. Christian had a little bit of a lag, and he wasn't getting after Christian about the lag on his computer. So
Christian's in a state on the other side of the world. Let's give credit where credit is due here.
We did, you know, and after the show yesterday, like we checked my internet speed. It's like industrial strength internet.
It's like four times faster than mine.
Yeah. Yeah. So for the live dive tomorrow, it will be new machine. I'm tinkering.
You turn it on at all? Like,
yeah.
Whenever I get a new piece of equipment, I'm like so excited to like get into it. You just didn't want to do that?
Well, I mean, I had to cook dinner last night and then we did the bedtime routine and whatnot. And then I kind of went to bed pretty quick after that. So, no. And today we're recording earlier than we usually do.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I'm going to get there with it. Don't worry.
It's crazy.
But again, in my defense, all we've been talking about for months is me getting a new computer. Did I or did I not get a new computer?
Which list are you talking about?
You should have seen the texts yesterday where I'm like, hey, I found a Lenovo Chromebook for like $170. Should I get it? Here's an Asus or whatever it's called. All right. So this list nationally, this is from On3 Rivals. They've got the number one combination, Julian Sain and Jeremiah Smith, of course. Like that's
sure.
Jeremiah Smith. Number two
Arch on the Mary list. Coleman.
No, Darian Mensa, Malachi Toney.
Interesting.
Which is, yeah, I thought so too. One of two Miami combos. They got their tight end on there. Arch Manning, Cam Coleman is three. Dante Moore, DeCorian Moore at Oregon, four. CJ Carr, Mylon Graham, Notre Dame, five. Marcel Reed and Mario Craver listed at six. Craver had a huge year last year. Yeah. Number seven, Josh Hoover and Nick Marsh from Indiana. Mensa and Cooper Bracati from Miami, the tight end. They got him listed.
The Mensa love is insane.
I think it's one of those.
And I'm not saying he's bad. Don't get me wrong. But people love Mensa.
Yeah. Sam Levitt and Tre'Davious Green at LSU come in at number nine. And number 10 is John Mateer and Isaiah Satania the third.
I think that's probably too low.
You know. Do you think they're higher than that?
They should be, yeah.
Mateer and Satania? Okay.
Yeah, I like Mateer.
Okay. So I wonder where, if we made an all-SEC list, where would the first Auburn combination fall? Would they be next if you kept going? Is there another combination that would be higher than Byron Brown and Keyshawn Singleton in the conference?
I would put Lenora Sellers, Nick Harbor ahead of them.
Okay.
I don't know Georgia's number one receiver, but there's probably an argument of Stockton to whoever Georgia's main guy is.
Okay.
I don't think that's a reach.
Yeah.
What about I don't know Alabama? Who Ole Miss's number one guy, but I would assume Trinidad to them him would have a reasonable argument, especially if he played last year. I just don't know Ole Miss's roster that well.
Yeah. What about Akilon Russell and Ryan Williams? Where would you put those guys? If Williams is even number one. I don't know if he's wide receiver.
I'm not sure if he is or not. I don't know. I don't know.
Last year, Byron Brown hooked up with Keyshawn Singleton for 50 catches, 877 yards, and 8 touchdowns.
Yep.
That's pretty prolific.
It's pretty good.
I mean, if we're talking top 10 quarterback receiver combos
in the conference,
it's got to
be in the conference for sure.
Got to be. But how? What's appropriate? How low, how high should they be? And how much higher would Keyshawn Singleton rank in any of these rankings were it not for, oh, yeah, Jeremiah Koger, 600 yards, 8 touchdowns a year ago, and he's here. Oh, yeah, Chaz Nimrod, 466 yards and 3 touchdowns, and Christian Neptune and all these other guys that are going into at least their second, sometimes more, year in this offensive scheme with the same coordinator, same quarterback, and a lot of the same O-linemen. In fact, they spread it around as much as they do.
Definitely a clear argument for Byron, for sure. You know, these lists, it always seems like it's a combination of production and potential slash projection. And I wish you'd lean in on one, because like what you've done is very important, for sure. And like Josh Hoover.
Yeah.
Turned it over a ton last year. Turned it over a ton, but he's going to Indiana. So, like, you get the benefit of the doubt. And I'm not saying he doesn't deserve that. I'm not saying that Indiana doesn't deserve that with what Cignetti has done and winning a national championship. The same thing with Sam Levitt going to LSU. Like, all right, like, you were a big part of going to the CFP 2 years ago.
Yep.
I do think Scadaboo was a massive part.
He was a bigger part. Yeah.
But like you're injured. You were injured last year, and your own team was kind of telling media and everything that like, nope, the injury's too concerning. And then, you know, you got, LSU trying to poach the Washington kid fell through. And so then they went and got Levitt anyway.
Yeah.
So to say like, oh yeah, that's a sure thing that's a top 10 quarterback receiver duo in the country. I don't know. Like you gotta put yourself out there a little bit to guess on that one.
Yeah. You're assuming that Sam stays healthy because in that system, that's another one where Lane Kiffin gets some credit because of what he's done in his system. Their quarterbacks, totally. Their receivers.
And it's deserved.
Put up. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. As long as Levitt stays healthy. And that's I think a fair question mark. to put before they get started this season. So I don't know. Those of you watching, listening, let us know either on social media or in the comments. Where would you put Auburn's, you know, combination of guys? And what's the, you know, what's the, how much of a learning curve, how much of a wait and see do you take with them based on their production previously and waiting to see them do it in the SEC? I mean, it'll be the fourth game before they're against an SEC team that they didn't play last year, right? Because you go Baylor, Southern Miss, Florida. So it's either not an SEC team or a team they played and beat last year while at USF.
Oh, okay. So, got it.
Yeah. All right. And is anybody other than Singleton the leading receiver for Auburn this year?
It could happen. Yeah.
Jazz Nimrod was on pace to be the leading receiver last year. He just got hurt.
Yeah. Okay. That's true.
So sure. It could be somebody else.
His yards per catch was 20 last year. Singleton's was 17 and a half. And he had 3 touchdowns in 23 catches.
Yeah.
Love that.
Love it.
Love it. Yeah.
Love it. I mean, if it's remotely close to that, we're going to have so much fun this year.
Yeah, if this offense is anywhere near as it doesn't have to be. Byron Brown doesn't have to pass for 3,000 and rush for 1,000. Not with the most experienced running back group in the country.
Correct.
Not you just don't have to do that. So
and great. With this defense, I mean, the same thing we said last year about Jackson Arnold, or I know I said it, I think you agreed with me, was if Jackson Arnold's a top half quarterback in the conference, like we're probably in a good spot.
Yep.
You could say the same thing about Byram. If Byram is a top half quarterback in the conference, we're probably pretty satisfied with how the season went.
Yeah. What I think is so promising about this offense, and it's what
promising.
Was. Thanks. You are too. This computer is going to be great tomorrow. You'll see. I passed on the compact Presario. I passed on that. So
I'm glad you got a MacBook. I think a MacBook will be great for you.
I got a lot of feedback on the old like AOL Instant Messenger and
Christian Rao made that
really
hilarious.
Yeah. Christian's good, by the way. If people aren't up on Christian, they need to be. Christian is phenomenal.
Yeah.
So no, but a lot of nostalgia talk yesterday. People loved that. Buddy of mine goes, I need more nostalgia talk on Village Vice going forward. So,
oh, that was on the post show.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about the graphic you posted. You're talking about the post show.
Well, both. Yeah, both. No, I had a thought, and I forgot what the thought was. So let's just move on to talk about Ford Stokes and Active Wealth Management, if we can, please. He's a proud sponsor of the Thursday edition of Village Vice, and you can book your time on Ford's calendar directly, calendly.com/Ford Stokes. Retirement, wealth management, you know, the stuff that matters for your future, for your kids' future. Ford can help you with that. And frankly, so can Zach now. So,
yes, absolutely. Working with Ford over at Active Wealth, Ford doing more of the, you know, managing the wealth and the money. I'm focusing more on, you know, the retirement side of things. But yeah, look, we're doing a seminar. We're doing 2 in August. Mm-hmm. The Opelika Library. Would love to have y'all out. We'll talk some Auburn football if you want to on August 6th and August 13th. Mark your calendars for one of those dates. But yeah, there's a lot of folks transitioning to retirement and you're not really taught this, right? Like the same way you're not taught how to do taxes when you're growing up and you just got to figure that out. You enter this new realm and it's like, am I ready to retire? And we've got everything that can help get you ready for that, whether it's, you know, creating your own pension plans or just kind of giving you comfort of, all right, have I done enough? So yeah, we would love to chat with you. Had folks reach out yesterday. My email is zach@activewealth.com. Would love to chat with you. And of course you can schedule with Ford, calendly.com/Ford Stokes.
Beautiful. You know what?
You're beautiful.
Yeah, thanks. Not to divert too much, but it's related to what you were just talking about. We teach kids a lot of stuff in school that they're not going to use past school, We don't do a good enough job, I don't think, across the board of financial literacy, even in high school. It's important that kids learn, like high school kids should learn a little bit about how to manage money. Kind of important. Yeah. There's a bunch of people who turn like 25, 26, 27 and don't even know how retirement accounts work. And I think that we're doing our young guys and gals a disservice by not teaching this as a part of like actual public school curriculum more than we do.
Yeah. No, I mean, I find myself doing that a lot with, I've got a lot of hosts that work for me over at Locked On, and they'll come to me and like, they get their first like real money check. And they're like,
yeah,
okay. Like what do I need to do with this? And so I've always loved having those conversations because it wasn't like that info is not like readily available. So I think having people that have kind of gone through that's always helpful.
Oh, it's huge. And, you know, so what happens is these people get to college and their freshman year, they stop by the tent with the credit cards, giving away free T-shirts with 38% interest, and they buy
that
a credit card.
It should be illegal,
by the way.
Oh, it's totally
so predatory.
Criminal.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's absolutely criminal.
Because there's some people that legitimately don't understand it. I don't know how they don't understand it at that point, but they don't.
Yeah.
And that's why they set up there.
Yeah. And then they go get that credit card and then they're just buried and it takes years to work out from under it, if ever. So,
yeah. And some people don't. Yeah.
No, very, very important. So teach your kids that, and call Zach and Ford. They'll get you set up. So thanks for letting us divert a little bit there. All right. If you had to predict Auburn's top five in receiving yards this year, where would you stack them up?
Like in order?
Yeah, in order.
Singleton,
okay.
Nimrod, Koger.
The top five last year at South Florida were all wide receivers. Six was a tight end. Seven was a receiver. You got to go down to number eight before you find a running back.
Yeah. I'll go Deshaun Spencer at four and then Christian Neptune at five.
Okay. That's a pretty good list. I'm trying to decide if I think they'll change all that much and throw it. Like, could Jeremiah Cobb have a couple of explosive catches that
I don't think
change
so.
It? Yeah. All right.
I don't love putting Cobb on the field and passing downs in general.
But even like, you're right. Consistently enough to be able to.
He can't pass block.
Yeah.
Or he hasn't shown the ability to pass block up to this point.
Well, yeah. And then you get into a situation like we've talked a couple times this summer about Devin Barrett, where if he's on the field on third down, you know he's going to get a pass. They're going to throw it to him.
Yeah.
He's on the field.
I mean, they're not going to sub, though. Right. Like if Cobb is the running back on that drive and it's third and eight, they're going to keep Cobb in.
Yeah.
It's Washington. It's third and eight. They're going to keep Washington in. So,
right. Yeah.
Got to change how we think on that a little bit.
Yeah. That's true. That's a good point. All right. I think I like that. I think that's exactly my one through five. I'd love to be able to do something different there, but honestly, that's probably my order too.
Yeah. The thing I was thinking longest on was, do you switch Nimrod from two to three and Koger from three to two?
Mm-hmm.
And then, what order do you have Spencer and Neptune going? Because, look, three of those five guys are slot guys. I don't know if that's a great bet to have, but that's what I'm going with.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think that's what they did last year. I do. And so,
some of what they did last year, though, when you look at the pecking order, is because Nimrod got hurt.
You're right. Yeah, you're right. He had 23 catches. Second was Koger with 38. And then they had Reuben with 36 and then Nimrod with 23.
So if you wanted to put three outside guys in there and two slots, so Nimrod and Spencer, and you wanted to bump Neptune out, or if you think Neptune's over Spencer, which there's an argument for that too. If you wanted to go like a third outside guy, that could be a Pettigrew who came from South Florida. It could be a Brian Williams Jr.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Williams is good. Williams, they love Williams.
I feel like that's it.
Yeah.
Because Duke Smith is not an option anymore.
Spencer's the fascinating one because he showed out in the spring. And if a freshman is able to come in and, you know, move up.
They have no issue playing freshman in this system.
No, no issue playing freshman. But with all these guys coming over from South Florida, for a freshman to just jump right in there and be right in the mix, I think is really, really exciting for the future. So
I think you're exciting for the future.
I can't wait for the post show today. Something that never happened today. I'll talk about that on the post show.
When you sent me that, I was in disbelief.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
I mean, when you talk about like not wasting time and efficiency and not cutting corners.
Yep.
What you sent to me was baffling.
Yes.
Baffling.
A baffling experience coming up on the post show today. Make sure that you are a member so you can have that. And then tomorrow, the live dive. Tomorrow, 10 o'clock, live dive.
New computer, Brad.
With the brand new machine. I'm excited about it. It's a machine. It will revolutionize. It'll revolutionize Village Vice.
If you thought this show was decent, we're about to just be okay. Let's go.
You thought this show was barely tolerable. Now we're going to be, well, tolerable.
Yeah. We're a tolerable podcast.
We will be a tolerable show moving forward after today.
All right. Hey, please become a member or at least consider becoming a member. We had a handful of folks sign up yesterday, which was super, super cool. All you have to do is click that join button if you're watching on YouTube. Or if you're listening on audio, just hop over to YouTube and click that join button so you can get some extra content. And it supports the channel greatly. We'd really, really appreciate it. Brad, I think that does it for today's show.
Thanks, everybody, for being a part of it. Remember, until next time, everyone has vices. Make sure Village Vice is one of yours.